Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking about some really hardcore issues in the last hour. Joe Rogan is in town to host the UFC tonight. He's also a comedian, social commentary. A lot of really interesting ideas. I've known Joe for more than a decade. And for a couple years, I've known Eddie Bravo. And, of course, he's a very well-known jiu-jitsu expert and has gyms all over the country and the world, right? Don't you have some outside the U.S.?
Yep, a couple. Sweden, Australia, Canada.
Well, it's good having you here, and it was good seeing you last night. There's so much to talk about. Obviously, Joe Rogan of News Radio, Fear Factor, The Man Show, the list goes on and on, UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship. You've been doing that pretty much since the start, haven't you?
I started working for the UFC in 1997. I was the post-fight interviewer.
So, 13 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
In fact, I remember, like, in 99 talking to you, and you're like, man, this UFC is going to be huge, and I never even heard of it. It's going to be bigger than the NFL.
Yeah, everybody was like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. Yeah, it's now, look at it, it's giant. And it's in Austin, Texas, Alex Jones, right here.
You know, when I was with Ventura last week, one of the guys from the company that does stuff for UFC was there, and he was going to interview Brock Lesnar right after that when he was on the shoot with us. And so old Brock's back bigger than ever, huh?
Yeah. Well, he had, diverticulitis. You know what that is?
That's when your intestines get basically inflamed.
Well, it's from eating just, he's so psycho, he only eats meat. He didn't eat vegetables. So he would, protein would get...
That's what John Wayne had, supposedly 40 pounds of undigested meat in him, yeah.
Isn't
I didn't
want to
get... No, he had really bad diverticulitis.
And
you've got how many hundreds of feet of intestine? Yeah, and it just basically...
Yeah. Well...
That's a nice way to start the interview.
Brock's back. That's the point. What?
But is he now eating his vegetables?
Yes, he's now eating fiber and broccoli and all the things you need to make sure that your digestive tract is clean. It's very important. Don't you realize that as you get older? As I get older, I get excited about when I eat salads. I'm going, I'm going to have a good poop now because I have a good salad.
Okay, Joe, family show. That's what it's all.
Say that? You can't say poop?
You can't say anything.
Really?
I'm just joking. Okay, getting serious here. Now that we've
talked
about Brock Lesnar's digestive tract, last night you were really making a lot of points that I thought were right on. Let's get into the red button.
The red button.
You were talking about how if there's a red button, they're going to hit it.
Well, you know, what I was saying is that I believe that all human behavior is natural, just like I believe that all animal behavior is natural. Bees make beehives and ants make anthills. These are all natural things. Humans are far more complex, but we don't think of ourselves as being natural, that we're moving in a natural direction. And I think that human beings and human society, especially with technology, I think we create technology and innovation. That's what we're here for. And it's very possible that what human beings are here for is to make some new reality, make some new technological innovation that's going to change the world. And it could be a Big Bang machine. It could be a time machine. It could be just some incredible discovery, something that they're going to invent eventually. I mean, if they keep going with things like the Large Hadron Collider, they're not going to stop there. They're going to use whatever findings that they get from the Large Hadron Collider if it doesn't blow up the world, and they're going to try the next thing. Well, what happens now?
The goal is blow up the world.
Well, I don't know what the goal is. I mean, that's just the joke. The joke is that we're here to make the Big Bang machine, and that there's a reset button that gets pressed every 15 billion years, and that these intelligent monkeys get to a point where they break down matter and try to figure out what is at the center of the universe, and they press that button, and it restarts all over again. I mean, who knows? Just speculation.
But you also made another really good point. We come back from this quick break. You were talking about a case on Fear Factor of where you had these hundreds of thousands of bees out and what happened while this was going on, correct?
Yeah, it was kind of cool because
we'll stay there. We got to go to break.
Okay.
When we come back, tell that story, and we'll get Eddie Bravo's view on the world, give out his website and stuff. I'm really glad to have both you guys here.
I'm glad
to be here as well.
All right, and we're going to make Joe stand in the corner for saying
poop.
I'm just joking around, folks. Really good seeing you guys. You know, we went out and ate some steaks last night. I hope we don't end up like Brock.
Yeah, we picked out.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1-year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Eddie Bravo, Joe Rogan in studio with us, and they're going to have, this is the kind of undercard, minor leagues of FC, UFC tonight?
No. These are all mainstream major league guys. It's just a spike fight night. And what it is the Ultimate Fighter premieres tonight, and so they have a live fight show on Spike TV. Not pay-per-view, it's Spike TV.
And I've read some of these are supposedly the best fights, because it's...
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. I mean, they're very well matched up. I mean, tomorrow the matchups are intense. The main event is Husamar Paul Juarez, who's one of the best jiu-jitsu guys in MMA, taking on Nate Marquardt, who's one of the most well-rounded guys in MMA. So it's a big event. Marquardt's fought for the title before, and he's certainly a top-10 contender. So it's a big fight.
Wow. Guys, both of you, fire out your websites.
JoeRogan.net.
10thPlanetJJ.com.
10thPlanetJJ.
Jiu-Jitsu.
Yep. .com. Man, I see your 10th Planet shirts and stuff everywhere. I mean, I'm all over the country. I'll see people wearing 10th Planet stuff or talking about it. Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, how many gyms do you have?
25, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, aren't you one of the best known jiu-jitsu teachers?
He won't toot his own horn, so I'll say yes. He's one of the most innovative and important jiu-jitsu instructors in the country. Sounds like BS because he's my best friend, but it really is true. He's one of the most important. He's just smokes a lot of weed and comes up with crazy jiu-jitsu moves, and it turns out they work.
And I'm also known as a conspiracy theorist freak. So
that's right. You're,
he's more of a conspiracy theorist freak than me.
Well, you need to go to prison for smoking marijuana, both of you.
Calm down.
I'm against that. Hey, have you seen them on the news admitting that our troops are helping grow the opium? They go, yes, we're helping grow it, and yes, the Bin Laden videos were fake, but we're still going to continue to put you in prison.
Well, I thought it was fascinating that the brother of the president of Afghanistan was receiving money for years from the CIA, and it was revealed, and it's like barely a story. And this guy is in the opium business.
He's the top opium man in the world.
The guy's the president of Afghanistan. His brother is an opium dealer who gets money from the CIA, and it's like barely investigated, barely talked about, you know?
Okay, Alex, explain something to me. How does the opium trade actually work as far as our troops are concerned?
Okay.
How does that work?
This is what's going on in Mexico. 6 years ago, I was told by Celia Castillo and others who've been in the DEA, they said you're going to see a huge war down there. There's four cartels that aren't paying their money to the CIA and laundering their money. Like Tony Montana, he was good. He went to the local bank and laundered it, and they left him alone. And, of course, that's fiction, but the screenwriter on that, Oliver Stone, went and actually studied real cases. So it's a composite of true stories. So I was told years before the 28,000 have now been killed that you're going to see a war down there as globalist-backed Los Zetas go in and start killing local police, mayors, anybody that doesn't basically submit to them. So it's a war over who gets the drug money, not a war on drugs. So in Afghanistan, real Taliban got in. You know, they were nuts, but they were real. Opium production went down over 90%. Now it's up 12 times its previous record. It's flowing out, and the U.S. troops protect the opium, and they put this on the news, because if they don't, Al-Qaeda will get the money. And no, I'm serious. I mean, I played a clip of Fox News, Geraldo, saying how patriotic it is to grow opium. But
what?
You think I'm joking?
Come on.
Guys, cue it up.
Oh, let's see this.
You're only here for an hour because you've got to go
see it. I wanna...
at the weigh-ins at 2:30.
Yes, but I have to see that.
Well, we'll go into overdrive then.
Yesterday, today is I just have to do some interviews, and then the fight started for the main.
Is that ESPN stuff or Spike?
No, it's Spike TV and some stuff for UFC.com.
Okay.
Alex, but how do the Americans get paid for the opium is what I'm saying. How does that work?
It gets the... Okay, 1999.
Rivera.
Yep.
Can we hear him?
You guys would have to have headphones on.
Oh, well,
look, I just played it yesterday. During the break, I'll play it for you. Okay. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, listeners have seen it.
Exactly. Word for word.
Geraldo Rivera's a shill. Is he a shill?
I don't know.
He was the guy who introduced the, he was the one who had the Zapruder film first on television.
The word is he knows all about this stuff, but yeah, at Fox News, he doesn't really get into it.
What did
he
say? What did Geraldo...
He goes, I'm out here with the colonel, and they're out here helping them grow the opium. And the colonel's like, that's right. We give them the seeds and the fertilizer.
What?
Yeah.
But what do they say? How do they explain to the public that it's legit? I mean, what are they saying? We're giving them the seeds, we're planting it, and we're protecting it. Why?
Because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will grow it and get the money.
That's really the excuse they use?
During the break, you can walk out there and listen to it. Because you don't have headphones, and we weren't going to take calls.
This clip?
Yeah, another it's on. They put it on Fox.
What's...
Fox is like, we grow the opium, it's of the Lord.
Geraldo Rivera, opium, Afghanistan, what are we punching? What are the keywords?
Look at him, he's showing them.
What's the name of that clip, so I can just give...
This is huge.
Yes, it's We Tolerate... Wheat
Farmers Hostage.
And there's Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas, 2nd Line Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines.
What's incredible is that no one even questions it. There is literally more than 90% of the world's opium supply comes from Afghanistan, and essentially the U.S. government is in control of it now. And no one even brings it up. And it's well known that the CIA has been involved in the drug trade. If you just look into it, look into the Barry Seals case, look into, you know, what happened in Mena, Arkansas, look into all these different guys that have talked about the
Guys, will you bring my compromise book in here? It's Terry Reid, Clinton Bush, compromise, Clinton Bush and the CIA. It's just sitting right there. I mean, he was there with all these people. Bill Clinton was coming, George Bush Sr.
It's just so strange that
this is a signed one. But
that's kooky talk, though. If you bring that up, if you start saying that, you know, you believe that the government is involved in drug dealing and that the government has been involved in bringing crack into inner city neighborhoods and using the profits to pay for black ops missions. I mean, that sounds like kooky talk.
Even though they had the 1996 hearings on C-SPAN where they admitted it.
Yeah, I mean, it is real. I mean, it really is real. The government has been involved in selling drugs.
Well, they're involved in creating monopolies. And so what they do is the corrupt colonels and generals, they get a big cut. I mean, most of these people that retire out of the military, you see these generals are living in $3 million houses on their, you know, $100,000 a year pension.
Wow.
And, you know, they got a mistress down the street in another mansion. I mean, you know, where's the money coming from? Well, it's coming from arms sales on the side, narcotics trafficking. I mean, our government is one giant murdering mafia.
It is fascinating to me that, like, so few people even know about, like, the Gulf of Tonkin incident and know that there was a fake incident that got us involved in the Vietnam War. And people have just accepted that. Well, they've accepted that the government is willing to lie in order to get you into war. But so if they're willing to kill people and for whatever their own reasons are and have a fake event in order to kill people, you don't think they would sell drugs? Like, you think they would kill, they would have American soldiers killed. They basically put American soldiers to death over a lot.
No, the VA signed a secret deal that came out in Bloomberg yesterday with 6 million vets to, when they die, steal their insurance money. And the government says, it's legal. We have authorized it. I've got it right here in Bloomberg.
But isn't it fascinating that all this stuff is legal? I mean, isn't it fascinating, rather, that all this stuff is public knowledge, that all this stuff is anyone can go online and find out about Operation Northwoods. Anyone can go online and find out about the Gulf of Tonkin or read about Barry Seals or read about Michael Rupert and all the different things that he uncovered when he was working for the LAPD. But no one knows. And talking about it, you sound like a kook.
Totally. Speaking of sounding like a kook, a lot of people think I'm a kook for questioning what the hell's going on with chemtrails. What's your take on chemtrails?
Well, I've actually been working on a chemtrail film for 2 years. It's going to come out next year because I'll sell no wine before it's time. I've got to get it, you know, right with all the evidence. We have the patent where they add it to the jet fuel so it's
compartmentalized.
Yes. So it's dispersed. And that's just one of the programs. And it's all declassified. It's all in plain view. White House has press conferences that they're studying. This massive program is just the studying.
Yeah.
And that it's been going on since the early 1990s, and the guy won a Nobel Prize for it. And then most of the people that cover it, they just go off down the kooky road and never – and I can give them the pure evidence, and they won't look at that.
You know, the craziest thing is the chemtrail show on Discovery Channel. Have you seen this?
No.
They do it. They're going to find out once and for all, is this a hoax or is this real? So they hired a group of scientists, like these top scientists, they're going to study. And you know what they did? They took random fuel from a local airport, from a commercial airline fuel, and studied it to see if there was high levels of barium and aluminum. When no one is saying, like, Southwest and United is spraying, it's military jets that are doing this.
Well, there's a bunch of different programs.
How weird is that they put that on TV, and then the final analysis was the scientists came out and said, well, based on our analysis, there is no excess of barium or aluminum. These guys are you don't believe whatever they want, these conspiracy theorists, but we have the evidence, we have the test. And they studied commercial airline fuel. Is that crazy? I mean, who put together the show?
Well, that's called a straw man. You know, it's like we're looking for a Bengal tiger, and so we went to the outback of Australia and didn't find one, so Bengal tigers don't exist. You're like, but you need to go to Bengal, India. It's where the Bengal tigers are at. So exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and they did that. They did. You know what it is? Nat Geo puts out these. Something with Nat Geo is connected with the government, because you watch anything
on... No. National Geographic, you've all heard about... how record numbers of missionaries turn out to be CIA. And,
really?
Yeah, and record numbers of Peace Corps is a CIA cover.
You know, a lot of people will say...
National Geographic is a eugenics organization, and they are one of the highest-level CIA fronts.
I was going to say that a lot of people will say this is malarkey. A very good friend of mine, his father is in the CIA, and he didn't find out his father was in the CIA until he was in high school. He had no idea what his father did, and he had to travel all over the world. But his father was involved in that sort of business, and he was in the CIA entire time.
And another thing...
And he was involved with what kind of business?
Well, you know, I can't really say. I can't really talk about it too much.
But TV.
But he was doing, like...
Nature shows.
Philanthropy work overseas, but really he was working for the CIA.
No, it's like, we've got injections for you little Africans. Oh, the little Africans died a week after. Oh, the little... Oh, we're giving you a polio shot. Oh, it was live polio. Oh, it happens everywhere we go. oopsie.
And they did another show on 911. They go, we're going to find out once and for all if 911 was a cover-up or whatever, conspiracy. So they do all these stupid tests on these miniature buildings that they built. And
no, I know.
But they never discuss Tower 7. It's 2 hours. They never
discuss. Or they didn't show the video of police saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. We'll be right back with Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo, the coolest name in the world. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
Eddie Bravo, Joe Rogan in studio with us for the rest of the hour. This is a short segment. You guys had a chance to see at least part of the Geraldo Rivera piece.
watching the soldier and the, well, I don't know what rank he was, but talking about how they are protecting and helping these guys grow opium because it's a part of their culture. Because if they don't, they would turn on the U.S. soldiers. So they're helping them grow opium. I mean, it was amazing.
But the Taliban was actually shutting it down.
The Taliban was shedding.
Before, remember? That's why.
Well, why were they doing it? Because they wanted the money? Like what?
No. They were saying it was against Islam, so they were eradicating it. Poppy production went down to almost nothing right before 9/11. Then after the invasion, record production went up, and they helped them ship it out, everything.
So the Taliban are good guys?
No, there were two Talibans. There was the original Mujahideen. I've had General Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence who ran it, when they fought the Russians. That was the real Taliban. Then they created Al-Qaeda within it, which is the CIA group that they use to go out and do bad things and then blame on the Taliban.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the Taliban are good guys overall. I don't agree with their religious beliefs or how they treat women. The point is the real Taliban conquers the real IRA and the fake IRA. The real Taliban was eradicating all the poppies. So that was another reason for the invasion.
Well, that is a fascinating piece of video footage with Geraldo Rivera, you know, in the poppy field, with the soldiers talking about the poppy fields and how they're protecting them and providing them fertilizer and helping
YouTube,
them
right?
grow it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. That it is incredible. Where is that money going? Who's getting it? How does it?
They estimate it's $500 billion street value out of Afghanistan alone every year. Oh, Joe, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
God damn.
Okay.
I don't ever say
him. Okay, good. You're a spiritual guy. You actually believe in God.
Not necessarily. I don't believe in religion. I believe that all religions are the work of man. But I am not opposed to the idea of a higher power. You know, I think there's no way you could know, and there's no way I know whether there's a God or whether there's a grand plan or a grand designer of the universe. I don't think it's out of the question. Some of the things that I've experienced in my life, I mean, especially, I don't want to talk about psychedelic drugs, but they are, I believe, portals to other states of consciousness and other ways of looking at the world. And I think if you've experienced some of those things, a lot more things become possible. Like you think that a lot more things aren't out of the question, and that's how I look at the idea of God. I don't necessarily. I mean, I don't think it's. I have a feeling that it's not as simple as like there's a one dude who knows everything that's at the top of the heap. I think it's more like God is everything. It's all connected, and there's like sort of like a grand design to the universe.
The Force?
Yeah, maybe the Force. We'll go with some Jedi Knight type stuff.
Yoda floating around up there on a cloud.
I don't say. You know, I mean, when you say you believe in God, well, anyone talks about the God of the Bible, and you know that's.
Well, I didn't mean to get us off into that, but Eddie had a question, and I don't want to be interviewed here, but he's like, no, finish up with the chemtrails.
You interviewing us about
he's fascinated by chemtrails.
You interviewing us is like me interviewing the Pope about child molestation. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask you questions. Like what's up? What is your final take on chemtrails? 1 minute.
There is a wide spectrum of different operations. They're doing biological and chemical releases on the population to manipulate the environment. It's most of the programs are weather modification related. There are HARP antenna array programs with over-the-horizon radar systems. And I've had the head of HARP on, bizarrely enough, about 4 years ago, they contacted me and said, the director of the HARP program, directed radar system, would like to be on your show.
So what?
And I got him on.
HARP.
Well, listen, he started saying, we even ignite the atmosphere on fire. It's wonderful. It's like this brainiac. And suddenly a colonel comes on and cuts him off as we go to break. And the colonel's like, that's classified. We're going to end the interview right now if you bring up that. And so the military is really running things, but this scientist is the head of it. And people can pull that interview up. Alex Jones interviews the head of HARP.
So explain HARP, though, because I'm a little ignorant about it. I know that there's this.
That's just one big array up in Alaska, but they got a bunch of them, and they can manipulate the weather with these, not just the old-fashioned spraying barium salts or other nuclei or aluminum dioxide, but they can charge the atmosphere. But then by spraying these.
What are they doing? How are they charging it? What are they doing?
They got giant antenna arrays, and they can even ignite the sky. They can even create artificial aurora borealis. They can
antenna doing though.
There's a bunch of antenna.
It's basically giant microwaves.
Okay.
And they're just and they're manipulating,
shooting microwaves up at the ionosphere.
Yes. Yes. It's weather modification and it's over the horizon radar.
What do you think about the conspiracy theories about a Katrina being a controlled hurricane, how the way it...
Multiple top meteorologists said it had two eyes for a while. It just sat there. It didn't act like a normal hurricane. And I've had the father of weather weapons on, who was flying into cyclones that are over 200 miles an hour in the 40s, Ben Livingston. And this is all declassified. This is like AP. And, well, we're going to break. But to make a long story short...
We're going to break already?
Yeah, in 1967... it's a regular radio clock. There's like long segments, short segments. In 1967, Stanford Research Institute and the Naval Weapons Laboratory certified they can create and control hurricanes as easy as kiss my hand. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today. InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I told Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan they're going to stop asking me questions because I want to talk to them. But Eddie's back with more questions. You wanted to get into Machete.
El Machete.
So you believe that the movie Machete with Danny Trejo is by the government designed to fuel a race war?
He's a superhero Mexican Home Depot guy who's... Beep that out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We took care of that.
Are we good?
Did we take
care? Yeah, we did. Sure? Okay.
There we go.
I feel like it got out.
No, it didn't.
I feel like that one might have...
Okay. Stop, guys. Come on.
Sorry, guys.
Come on.
This guy. Anyway.
I love
so
you,
this movie is really a plot to explain what this movie's really all about?
Okay, a month and a half ago when the whole Moss thing started, I said it's CIA funded. I went and looked, Rockefeller Foundation funding it, the co-owner of Fox News funding the mosque. Then Fox News counters the whole mosque thing as a way to create division.
So
now I think Rodriguez is being...
Get upset about it?
Yes, and it turns out Fox Studios is funding Machete. Okay, yeah. Fox Studios is funding Machete. And it's getting state funds to be made. And I got the script. Hispanic members of the crew were upset, saying this is going to really create division. It's a race war film. And I got the script, and then they came out and said, you don't have a script. That's not in the movie. And then it came out as word for word the script. And it starts with Robert De Niro being a racist white senator, killing a Hispanic lady who's pregnant, making fun of her dead baby. And the whole movie is, if you want any border control, as Mexico's collapsing into bedlam, if you want any control, I mean, there's 6.5 billion people. They all want to come here. It's over if that happens. I mean, especially when the government gives welfare, that's going to bankrupt the country. So the point is, if you are against totally open borders, you are a murdering Ku Klux Klan demon.
But does this definitely have to be a conspiracy? Isn't it possible that it's just a work of fiction, that there was a writer who thought it would be an interesting subject to cover, and that people would get into it, and that would be a popular film because there's so much controversy when it comes to the borders, and then maybe they just created it and thought that it would be economically viable?
No.
It was a fake movie trailer in the previous movie. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
And then people started. It was one of those movies with
Grindhouse.
Yes. It was a little movie trailer, and they decided to make a movie.
And then he put a trailer out calling it the Arizona trailer 4 months ago, and he said, oh, that's fake. No, that's in the movie. It's all in the movie.
The Arizona trailer being because of the border problems.
He says, this is a message to Arizona.
How hilarious is that dumb lady that's running Arizona, that Jan, whatever the hell her name is? Who's the governor of Arizona?
Brewer.
Jan Brewer?
Yeah.
That lady is so dumb. Have you ever seen her on TV?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. When she was on the debate and she just paused, she didn't know what to say. She paused for like 10 solid seconds, said nothing. She makes up stuff about people getting their heads cut off over in Arizona. The Mexicans are coming over here and cutting people's heads off. And then they're like, where are these bodies? Like, what are you talking about? Like, they started investigating the coroner's report.
Joe, that's the media spin right there.
So it's true. She's telling the truth?
No, a lot of people do get their heads cut off.
What about when she said that her father died in World War II because fighting the Nazis? Meanwhile, her dad, like, lived to be like an old man and was in the army in the 50s. He wasn't even in the army.
I wasn't aware of that.
He's a liar.
Listen, we're running out of time here.
Let me just say something. I'm not a big fan, and Joe knows this. I hate Super.
Eddie Bravo, come on, man. We're on the radio.
I'm sorry.
I can't bring him with me anymore.
This is ridiculous.
He's not a professional.
I hate superhero movies. I hate super. I'm a Mexican. El Machete wasn't the greatest plot ever, but
wait a minute. What are you saying?
It wasn't the greatest plot ever, but, you know, as a Mexican, you can't relate to Spider-Man. That's a white nerd who, you know, and then Batman, a white billionaire. We, as Mexican people, we have nothing. Now we have something. You know, Superman, a white guy from another galaxy. Now we have El Machete. You know, for me, I've felt like...
Why couldn't it be a Mexican scientist? Who becomes the Incredible Hulk or something.
Yeah.
No.
The Mexican superhero hacks up gringos.
People up with an axe? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a Mexican, long-haired, tattooed.
Well, let me tell you something. The Mexicans I know that warned me about this film that were on the production, they didn't like the stereotype of Mexicans as working at Home Depot and wanting to kill gringos.
I like that.
Oh.
Well, this has been an insane interview, Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, you just really ruined the whole cause.
All right, let's get serious.
Let's get serious. He had sex with Jessica Alba and Michelle.
Okay.
No one cares about that dumb movie.
Okay, he's going to beat me up, though. Eddie Bravo over here. Now stop for a second. And Joel have to protect me. Let's get serious. Let's get back to Fear Factor and the bees. That's a really interesting story.
Interesting. We had an episode of Fear Factor where we covered people in bees. It was part of the stunt. They would stand. We had them, like, I believe they were handcuffed to a pole. And then we covered them with bees. And they had to keep the bees on them for a certain amount of time and then take them off. So we had a beekeeper that had, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of bees. He had a giant truck filled with bees. Well, while we were doing this stunt, we were out in this field area that was like near these mountains, and there was a local bee population. So we have these hundreds of thousands of bees flying in the air all around these people. Well, an invading group came in. So it was a local bee population came in, a giant swarm, and they started communicating with the bees that we had. And it was a trip. And we had to stop production in the middle of this stunt. We had to stop, and the beekeeper said, everybody's got to back off. They have to work this out. So the bees that were local came and were communicating with the other bees, and there was a giant swarm in the sky where these two bee populations were interacting with each other. It was fascinating. It took about 20 minutes. They worked it out, and then the local bees, you know, were like, what are you guys doing over here? And like, we're just filming a movie. Like, okay, you're not coming in here to eat our flowers and take our pollen. Like, no. We're just working for this guy, and he has us coming here, and we're working on a TV show. Like, literally talked it out, and then the local bees took off and left them alone, and then we continued filming. But it was fascinating. Like, they had to communicate. They had to figure it out.
It's
little aliens, you know?
I've even tried this with birds around my house and things. If I come out and even put in my mind the intent, like, I'm going to kill that bird, without even having a weapon, the bird flies off. But if you're just being out nice and friendly, you know, the birds just sit there, almost land on your hand. I've got all these tame swallows around my house. So it's almost like there's something telepathic. They pick up on the intent.
Someone is going to take this clip and use it and say, Alex Jones uses mind control on birds.
They probably will. No. What I'm saying is,
I'm going to kill you, bird.
No. Have you ever, exactly, I don't care, have you ever been, in a building, you think you're alone, and you feel somebody looking at you, and you turn around, they're looking at you? I mean, I can't tell you how many.
I have said that is what, I mean, look, I think there are some enhanced states of telepathic, communication that we all have. There's something that connects us. Like, when you're thinking about someone and they call you, like, you're thinking about them, and then right when you're thinking about them, they call you. I think there's something to that. But the one provable one is that people can tell. It's been proven in studies that they can tell when someone's looking at them. And they've had studies where they've had people, and they've had people stand facing one direction and had someone look behind them, and people can sense. You know, more often than...
No, we have a family ranch, and there's not supposed to be people, out there poaching or whatever. But two separate times, I've been out by myself, once when I was a teenager and another time a few years ago, and I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, this is a lot of acreage. And I feel somebody looking at me, and I walk 200 yards through the woods right up to somebody poaching in a deer stand out of season. I mean, I couldn't see the deer stand, couldn't see the guy. I could feel them looking, and then went through the woods. He was up high so he could see me, and he was like, yeah, I was looking at you. I mean, it was like automatic. Somebody is looking at me.
You don't worry about a dude like that shooting you? Like, he's out there shooting deers illegally, and you're like, hey, buddy, what are you doing up there with a gun in a tree wearing camo? You don't worry about he's going to shoot you?
No, because, I mean, most good hunters, I mean, they're going to need to see.
Hunters don't poach.
Exactly. They're not going to shoot our cows that are out there, hopefully, too. I mean, there are idiots that get drunk and drive up and think that cows every year are deer, and they shoot them.
Really?
Yeah, oh, that happens a lot. Or they have those fake robot deer that the cops put up, the game wardens and idiots just pull up and start blasting off the side of the highway.
They film them, right? Is it the robot deer have cameras on them?
Yeah.
Nice. Here's where your money's going. Robot deer.
Are we going somewhere with the bee story?
We're
probably going down profanity lane, Eddie Bravo.
Eddie Bravo.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Just do it.
Next turn.
I'm sorry about that. Let me do it as soon as possible again. The guys delayed it, so.
How many guys from the Roswell incident, how many guys on their deathbed confessed? There's a couple, Ramey, right?
Yeah.
And Philip Corso, right?
Yeah, that colonel.
How many? Was there two or three? Are you on top of Roswell?
I'll say this. It just came out in, like, the BBC 2 weeks ago that Churchill thought aliens were invading. They had these flying saucers flying all over London, tracking their planes. And there's a lot of stuff going on.
In China, remember, airport closed down maybe 3 months ago?
No. I mean, they've had giant crash... Over Dallas a few years ago, remember, like, giant blimps. I mean, they look like blimps because they were blimps. And ABC News aimed cameras in Salt Lake and said, look, it's aliens. And it was just a giant Homeland Security blimp. But here's the issue. I'm sure out of all the trillions of galaxies that are out there, there's some stuff going on. My issue is the distances and everything. And, of course, then there's space-time continuum, dimensional travel, things like that, that have been theoretically developed. Like the mind of Max Planck 110 years ago with equations created atomic theory and the plans for atomic weapons. And that was a guy on a chalkboard envisioning this. So I have no doubt whatever we can envision, it seems to either come true or we're then able to later build it. But I just don't get into UFOs and things, Eddie, because I can't prove it one way or the other. I mean, I can prove they're putting mercury in shots and that it's a plan to brain damage people. I can prove that they created tetanus vaccines to sterilize women. I have the absolute admissions, and I can't get people to care. They're like, good. Well, you know, I love it. I love my kid being autistic. I want more shots. So, I mean, I just try to cover what I can cover.
I thought you were all over UFOs. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, no.
We'll go back.
No, we are. No.
Domination.
Fascinated by UFOs.
No, we do cover UFOs. I'm not saying you're bad for talking about it.
NWO, let's go back.
No, but here's the bigger issue with UFOs. We do have partially declassified things like Project Bluebeam, where they plan to project giant holograms, you know, the size of a Star Destroyer, to freak people out, or project Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad as a psych warfare weapon, and that the government has looked at plans to have fake alien landings to unify the planet around world government.
Well, didn't they look into the possibility of creating a gay bomb to use in the Iraqi soldiers?
Yes.
A bomb that would make them sexually attracted to each other and kill morale? That's real.
That's genius.
Isn't that true? That is real, right?
Yes, and they created tsunami bombs. Seriously, it's
tsunami bombs are funny, but not as funny as gay bombs. Gay bombs are the funniest.
Can you imagine if that was real?
What if it is real? Is it possible? You would know. Is it possible to create a bomb that makes everybody gay? Is that possible?
Probably not.
What about the latest in emotional control and radio waves to control
soap operas, and birth control pills? That's right, what that all is.
Yes, frequency pollution, but now they're coming out with a new class of vaccines. They call them vaccines, Eddie, but they're not even vaccines. You hear, oh, new vaccine to cure drug use or cigarette use or coffee, but live viruses go in and attack your brain and actually destroy the receptors so you can't even absorb the drugs anymore that mimic your normal endorphins. And so they're behavior modification vaccines where they shoot you up and then you don't have the will to even get angry. They're calling them anti-stress vaccines. He doesn't believe it. Search the term. Anti-stress vaccines. And it says, don't worry, Joe. You take this shot, you're never going to get mad again.
I'll take it. I'm tired of getting mad. Do you ever get tired of getting mad? Do you ever get tired of all this doom and gloom and they're coming to get you, ladies and gentlemen, black helicopters?
No, that's part of the struggle of being a human.
This is the struggle of being a human, the searching for...
Searching to sustain the species, to bring us to the next level, and to not let these degenerate control freaks ruin our chance to colonize space.
When Charlie Sheen choked his wife, were you like, damn... You're messing up the cause. Like, I had you on the program. You were looking good. Charlie Sheen calling for full disclosure on 911. And then he's got to go and...
He needs a vaccine for that.
Is that what it is?
That would make... Look, I'm not going to get into that whole story. I'm not going to get into that whole story.
But all I wanted to know is, does this ever wear on you? I mean, you're constantly dealing with negative stuff.
By the way, Charlie's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Platoon was an awesome movie. I'm a fan of Charlie Sheen.
Have you ever...
Some chicks need to be choked. How about that? Some of them get a little mouthy. You want to get out of them and...
Okay, Joe.
I don't know who's paying the rent here. All right, freak. Is it illegal to choke a girl?
Yes.
I'm kidding. I don't choke anybody. I don't choke girls especially, unless they want it. And then it's freak.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, I'm sorry.
Family program. Holy mackerel. I wanted to talk about all the...
You want to learn jiu-jitsu, right? Jiu-jitsu.
Will you teach them jiu-jitsu?
There's women. There's women in our class.
Will you perform...
chokes.
Oh, okay. You meant... See, now I'm expecting everything.
It's an art.
That's right. You train in that.
He trains women. That's how he met his girlfriend. Trained her. There you go.
In many ways.
Jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Oh, man. You know what?
I'm just saying that, you know, you're a fun guy to hang around with. And people always say, man, you're friends with Alex Jones. Is that a bummer? And I'm like, no, man. Alex Jones is a cool guy. We have a good time. Last night we went to Fogo de Chao. We had some delicious meat. It was awesome. We had a great time. Then we went out to the comedy club. We went out to dinner afterwards. We had a great time. We hung out. We had a lot of laughs. There was no doom and gloom. You know, it was like, man, hanging out with Alex Jones must be a bummer. You know, the dude's always talking about the end of the world and vaccines robbing your soul. But no, you're fine.
But I mean... I'm warning people about all these things because life is good.
Right.
I want to protect what's good. So private property rights, the family.
Do you think by being ultra paranoid and ultra aware and being an alarmist and coming out against all these things that you're helping because you're making it more difficult for people to do evil things? You're making it, because of all the information that you're releasing, you're making it harder for these people to work that way?
Well, to be clear, when Nightline was here a while back, they said, are you exaggerating things because you think it's good for your cause? And, you know, it's the noble lie. And Texas Monthly asked me that, too. And I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but I'm just going to the extreme of that. And I'm like, no, this is really going on. The good in the world is so much better than I can even describe. The bad in the world is worse than I can describe. These globalists really are greedy creatures. They really do have death panels. They really do want to start killing people. Now Bill Gates has come out and admitted it and said how great it is. They really do.
Bill Gates has said that we have an overpopulation problem.
Yeah.
And he has said that he thinks that the species should be limited to a certain number of people. But he hasn't said, you know, there should be death panels and all that kind of stuff.
Actually, no, he just recently did.
He said there should be death panels?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what he said.
Why aren't you dead?
That's a good question.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should have, like, security around you all the time.
Well, what you need to worry about is more nutty ultra-patriot dudes than you do actual CIA.
Or schizophrenics.
It doesn't.
We've had a lot of schizophrenics go, I know you put the chip in my head.
Oh, man.
And it's like,
Are they still doing the chips? Are they still into the chips? Or they realize, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah, they have nanotech chips. We're probably all got them in us.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good with this chip. I think I got a good chip.
I got to ask you.
They're mainly tracker chips.
Alex, I got a question about the Y2K. You were saying, I was listening to old tapes, and you were saying.
No. I did 9 hours of radio on Y2K on the Genesis Network. And my girlfriend runs in, my wife, and she says, they're on ABC News saying a missile was launched from Russia. So I run back out there. And ABC News is saying a missile's been fired for Russia. So I said, I don't know what it means, but a missile's been fired for Russia. Then they come back and say, oh, it was just a scud. We happen to have the Russians here at NORAD. And it was like some kind of drill or something. And then I went on a guy named Michael Trudeau's show that day and made jokes about it. So people took 9 hours and edited 9 hours, part of it me joking around, like Joe was saying earlier.
Like nuclear plants were blowing up.
Yeah, no, it's not true. No, what they did is they just took pieces. And like I'd have an AP article saying, well, 6 plants are going offline, and then an hour later they'd say it wasn't true. They were doing that to create fear.
Yes.
Like I didn't believe in Y2K at first. Then the Pentagon said it was going to be real. Then I started believing it. And then right before, they said, oh, we never said that. It was a psyop.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, companies or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Joe and Eddie Bravo have got to go here.
There's not enough time to discuss all the problems in the world, Alex Jones.
Well, this isn't a problem. I mean, it's a search for knowledge. Eddie, you want chemtrail info. Here's our research for a film we've been working on for 2 years.
Well, this is something that your staff just handed me that's hilarious. The Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, there's a complaint form, and one of the things in the complaint form is an investigation of weather modification complaints. And it says, and this is the options, the identity of the county affected by the seeding, the location where the seeding took place, they're talking about cloud seeding, mm-hmm. if different from the affected yeah. county, specific dates and the time of the seeding, and then in the online complaint process, please choose the statute you are reporting a violation on. One of the options is weather modification services. Like
yeah, now there's thousands of those companies globally.
But that's not even like publicly. No one even knows.
Yeah, well,
that's even
do you see this? This is all the patents, all the admissions, the programs. This is what they admit right here, and this is full of them. Is a patent on cloud seeding to reduce global warming with barium salt, aluminum dioxide. 15 years ago, the researchers said, we've tested it. It's aluminum dioxide, barium salt. They say, shut up, kooks. These patents, there's patents to add it to the jet fuel.
Aluminum is
very poisonous. It poisons the soil. It poisons the brain. It poisons.
Does it rain? Is that what it does? What does it do?
No. This is higher atmosphere spraying, creating artificial clouds with the aluminum dioxide, barium salt, a nuclei, but the issue is they've got the patents and then the programs where it is added to some commercial jet fuel, but they don't know, and then it disperses the nuclei out of the jet engines. I mean, I have the patents.
They got really good at making the weather, at changing the weather, and then, like, say, like this Colorado wildfire they just had. What if they could just fly over and seed the clouds and make it rain and put out the fire? Wouldn't that be good?
The truth is they're already doing that covertly.
They've been doing that since the Vietnam War. They were creating...
Yeah, that was Ben Livingston. I mean, I flew him to Austin. I interviewed Ben Livingston. It was all classified. They just declassified it in 2005. And that's the guy. They were creating and steering and controlling hurricanes then, and that's why he came on the show. He said, I don't get why they didn't stop Katrina. I mean, we were doing this in 67. He said, with seven aircraft, I'd have knocked it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So they would just fly above it and spray something on the hurricane?
Totally, yeah, they call it the generation cells.
Have you seen them, like, if you pay attention, you see that they're creating, like, beautiful cloud patterns. They're like artists. They're making dashes and then turn.
Well, isn't that not possible that is flight paths and what they're dealing with is just the moisture in the
documents.
Atmosphere? Yeah, but that,
here's the deal.
Documents pertain to experiments.
Until.
It doesn't mean.
No. They call whole wars at the Pentagon, Iraq and Afghanistan, are now called laboratories.
What?
Why does a doctor call the person that they're working on a patient? Because it was all about experimentation the last 200 years. You were practicing on the patient. You were practicing, so they're practicing on us.
Well, what else would you call someone that's going to a doctor if they weren't a patient? What would be the other option?
But the point is, it's not the patient. Listen, it's not the patient issue. It's the word that they're calling it a practice. So all this is practicing.
Okay, practicing.
Practicing art form.
But you practice medicine. I mean, it is like, you know, when you practice jiu-jitsu, you do it to somebody.
Exactly.
You know?
But they're calling all of these tests that are giant operations.
They're calling them practices.
Yes.
And you're making a movie, a documentary on chemtrails.
Yes.
Wow.
And there's another one that next year, but there's another one coming out that I've seen that's pretty good, and we're going to be selling that as well.
Aerosols, that one that's out on Google Video, Aerosols.
Aerosol Crimes?
Yeah, Aerosol Crimes.
Very good stuff. Everything in that film has now been proven real. They went from denying all this 2 years ago, they suddenly just admitted it all. But they do it real dryly and go, yes, we're saving you from global... children's textbooks in like sixth grade say they're chemtrailing. They don't call it chemtrails. Joe, Eddie Bravo, UFC here in Austin. Great having you here. Yes, I am. Great job, crew. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.